It's not despair, but frustration and outrage that are simmering here. As Israel's campaign of terror on Gaza continues, the International Day of Quds was yet another reminder that the world needs change.
I expect from the world to stop killing the Muslims and killing our children, killing our youth, because without the youth, there is no world.
Only a week ago, some 40,000 protesters marched to the parliament buildings, demanding the government sever ties with Tel Aviv and expel its ambassador. But South Africa has refused. It says it wants to play a role in negotiating peace.
As we are being told, no, have a peaceful marches. They are still killing people. I mean, we need to put pressure on the government, on the United Nations, on all the world leaders to do something now, not speak about it. While they're speaking, children are still dying. They need to do something now about it.
The powers that be don't want to do anything. They want to evade the question. And they, in a real sense, are in actual fact Israeli puppets, and including many Middle Eastern leaders.
Egypt closed its borders on their own brothers. And wallahi, they will be responsible for the killing and the slaughtering of the Palestinians. They have the Palestinians' blood on their hands.
Protesters also praise the countries and groups which have supported the resistance. Hamas and those defending Gaza, people here say, are the heroes.
International Quds Day is being used as a catalyst in South Africa for a number of protests across the country. In the coming weeks, some 20 such programs, including seminars, rallies and pickets, are being planned in solidarity with the Palestinians.
Hassan Siri, Press TV, Cape Town.